and raised in Waukesha. He did his first hunting and fishing right here. Now he hunts the world and cooks it up deliciously, featured as the Midwestern host of The Fowl Life on the Outdoor Channel. Joe Clayfish was raised in the Shaw. A couple extra pounds never really
hurt. Cause a country boy. Good evening, Wisconsin. Joel Clayfish joining you live from the Fishbowl in downtown Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Swing by, say hey. This is Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. Of course, I was raised in the Shaw, a couple of blocks away at Waukesha Memorial Hospital. And matter of fact, I want to say that I was just over there. My father-in-law had a procedure that went very well, and I spent the last couple of days over there, and what a great team they have at Waukesha Memorial Hospital. We are in the bowels of summer, ladies and gentlemen, in the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin. And what that means is one day it can be 50 degrees out, and the next day it can be 95 with 100% humidity. And you know, the audience of this show in particular are number one fans, the Kennedy clan, Dan and Robin Kennedy and their kids out in Oconomowoc. I know they listen every week, so I'm going to give them a shout out. If you prove to me that you listen every week, you'll get a shout out too. But the regular fans of the show are really into hunting, fishing, and the outdoor sports in the state of Wisconsin. And there really is no better place in the country, in the world, frankly, to have more of a variety of outdoor activities to participate in. But if you know me, you know that I absolutely love to throw and even try to catch curveballs some days. And what that means is that we get a variety of folks on this show. We had Tony Goff, you know, a huge influence in the music scene in the city of Waukesha in the state of Wisconsin. We had Greg Wansnyder on the show. And we're going to divert a little bit from the outdoor topic, a little bit, because our guest today is a friend of mine who's been a friend for nearly three and a half decades. If you can even imagine that, I've known him for three and a half decades, and I'd like to say we've been friends that whole time. And the way we got to know each other is fascinating, and this man is fascinating. He's an icon in Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin, and has really not only influenced the way we look at history and the history of the state of Wisconsin, but with such a personal touch and grace that I'm so excited and honored to have him on the show this week. His name is Claiborne Benson, and I first met Claiborne Benson, you know, 30 plus years ago in television news. He was a photojournalist over at Channel 4 WTMJ. I was a brand new young reporter over at WISN 12. And one of the beauties of Clay and my friendship is that every time we've seen each other in the past 30 years, we have a warm greeting for each other. And I think each of us loves to just catch up on what the other person's been doing because our lives have changed so much. And Claiborne Benson is a man who never stops learning and never stops passing his knowledge on to all. And now he is the executive director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. And Claiborne, how fantastic to see you, as it always is. And I look across this table and think, you're the same man I met 30 years ago. You haven't aged a day. But what a blessing to have you with us, and what amazing work you've been doing.
The honor is mine. I am delighted to be here. And you know something? You are conservative, and I'm a liberal. Isn't that something?
Oh, no. Stop the train, everybody. How on earth is that even possible for us to be friends?
And we are friends. There's no question about it whatsoever. And I love you. I love what you do. I'm even beginning to like your wife. And I may even consider voting
for you. Well, I appreciate that, and every once in a while I think she likes me.
Well, that's good, and she's working her butt off as she travels the state and trying to convince people how important her work is, and so
that's no
we're going to support her very much so.
Well, appreciate that very much, and you hit on something that I do kind of think is important to talk about right off the bat at the beginning of the show, and that is you and I have different philosophies, different political philosophies.
We do.
And you and I also both believe that that is never a reason to not have a friendship endure or not, so. Start a new friendship.
I like Mr. Clayfish very much. So I line that name with my name, Clayborne.
Clayfish.
So you are my brother. How could I not like you?
I'll take it any day of the week, although I'll say Clayborne Benson is much more of a TV and radio name than Joel Clayfish. So you had, let's start kind of at the beginning. You were one of you were a very, very highly respected photojournalist.
Thank
at
you.
Channel 12, award winning, several
award winning. Thank you. Many awards, yes.
Yeah, many
you.
Awards through the ages.
I don't know. They're all in the closet somewhere.
Mine are in a box in the basement. I know.
They matter none.
Right.
What matters is what you're about to do and do a good job at that future, whatever it is that you do. So, yeah, my journey through life has been fantastic, and I love every minute of my experiences that I've encountered, as well as the people that I met along the way.
What led you into TV in the first place?
I was always interested in photography, and I went to school, and I remember in my senior year going to the telephone booth and calling the Journal Sentinel and said, I'd like to have a job at their Journal Sentinel. And they said, you need a bachelor's degree. Boy, get out of here. I said, are you kidding me? I'm going to get this J-O-B. I'm going to get it. And I got it. I got it within 6 months of that. Because they were just pushing
it.
Me to the side and said, hey, I got an internship first and went to MATC and worked for TMJ for 13 hours a week at $2 an hour. That's what I worked for.
Isn't that something?
Went away for the Army, did my bid in the Army, and they held my job for me when I got back where I got a full-time job working at TMJ and did that for 39 years of my life. Yes, I loved it, every minute of it. Traveled the entire world, met all sorts of people, and I grew up doing it. I learned so much. I learned how the system works through that job as a news cameraman.
And, you know, I spent 10 years in television news, and television news really shapes a person.
It does.
Because you not only do you have to show everybody an intricate story in a minute and a half. And I mean, and it started when you started probably longer. When I started, two and a half minutes boiled down to 50 seconds by the time I left in that 10 years.
I used to do, I apologize for
interrupting. No, go.
But I used to do little vignettes, as I say. So Thanksgiving, people not receiving gifts during Christmas and what that feel like, what it was like to be a black person. This is the 1970s and such. My rebellious spirit to tell the public the uniqueness of African Americans on air, and they would let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
They would let me put it together and give them the tape, and they would air it. And it stood by itself, which was quite unusual. They would never do that today at any of the stations.
They don't have time for it. A lot of it is, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And since there is some sense of sensationalism. But you come from the age of storytelling, real storytelling.
Yeah.
And you were always, you know, you were kind of a quiet person to first encounter. And I think that was maybe you were feeling things out at first when I first met
you. Maybe I was feeling myself out. I don't know.
But
I was in a quest to learn and get to know folks. I mean, I never ignored people. I was always had a perspective of my environment, including people around me, as I did various things. I remember, and this is a sidestep, but I remember going to a baseball game, and the governor of Wisconsin came over. Now, I'm a 18-year-old kid with a sweaty T-shirt after running.
Who was it? Was it Dreyfus, maybe?
No,
Lucy?
This is before Lucy. I think Thompson? No, it wasn't Thompson. I don't remember, but I know he came over and he actually put his arms around me in front of 35,000 people. Now, what was that about? I can't imagine that, but he did. I'm all sweaty and I got my camera equipment. I'm ready to shoot this news story on the mound in front of 35 people. Why did he do that? But he did.
Oh, and that made an impression on you.
I still remember it.
Yeah, there were times in television news that are burned in my memory in my mind that there were moments that would catch you off guard. You would unknowingly, when you started that day, be sitting with the mom who lost a child that day lost a child the day before and in a potentially violent act. And you're all of a sudden, I remember as a reporter and with the photographer there, and the photographer tells the story, the visual medium tells the story as much as words, if not more, more often more.
He's sitting there crying. In my case, I'm sitting there feeling the emotion of that house. You're talking, I, in my mind, as you're telling that story, I'm seeing this house on fire. Just, and everything that these people have is in this house. And two or three of their kids are dead. I'm out here expecting to tell the story visually, and tears are just running out of my eyes.
There are moments like that that changed me forever, because we had insight so often into places we didn't even deserve to be, were.
We do.
And I do count that as one of God's blessings in my life, to be able to have experienced what we experienced. And, you know, for you, a young African-American man at a time in the state's history.
You tell them I was black. I don't know if they wanted to know that I was
you
black.
You already said that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're still friends. Go ahead with your story. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you. You were, you know, you started in the industry at a time where there was...
I was the first to be hired at WTMJ Television, first cameraman and first in the news department to be hired at WTMJ Television. Yes. And because people picketed, I'm sorry to interrupt you, because people picketed out front of the WTMJ Television, Ruben Harpo, a couple other people actually picketed in front of TMJ, demanding that there be something that they hire an African American in those places. Yes, that was significant to me.
You were a groundbreaker. There's no question about it, and you continue to be a groundbreaker. And see how fast this show goes. We're already into the first break, and when we come back, we've got Milwaukee and Wisconsin icon Claiborne Benson with us, and we're going to explore his life a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. We'll be right back on 540 AM.
I love my country.
Are we okay?
I love my guns.
Great.
Good.
I love my family.
Great radio.
I love the way it is now. Good. And anybody that tried to change it,
and I know it's
has to come through me. That should be all of our attitude.
I'm sorry.
This is America, and a country boy is good enough for me, son.
Well. That was my life.